Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, and that goes along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases, all relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is October 28, 2015, and we're going to talk about assessments. My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Wassenaar, and good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. So,
Thank you.
You're the director of the Williams House at the Linder Center of Hope there in Ohio, and we're going to talk about assessments. So why residential? A lot of people go in and get assessments at the local school or go to the local psychologist or something like that. Why the importance of residential?
So I think what a residential assessment can offer is just the depth and breadth that is necessary to really understand what's going on in a adolescent or young adult who is falling short of their potential. And in a residential assessment, we have the opportunity to offer a number of different sorts of neuropsychiatric and psychological testing, as well as personality testing, that we can modify during the course of our assessment. That is something that can be very difficult when there's an outpatient assessment, because you sort of have a time set up and that's your time. So we have the opportunity to be able to modify and roll with the punches, as adolescents are frequently fond of throwing. But we also have the opportunity to have a observational assessment. And so we can see these kids 24 hours a day, and we have highly trained staff 24 hours a day to report on some of the more nuanced behavioral patterns that can be really interfering with your child's potential.
You know, I like the parallel you used when we were talking earlier. It's like the difference between a picture of a broken arm and an X-ray of a broken arm. You provide the X-ray.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, the difference that we can provide is it's not just a glimpse. We spend a great deal of time really getting to know your child and your family and understanding the patterns that have led to the point where you are now, and also seeing the good and the bad, which I think is a really important thing to remind parents that, you know, there are a lot of gifts that your child has, and we want to be able to help you find an environment that can maximize those gifts and help support the weaknesses so that they can reach their full potential for life.
Okay, let's go into the need for assessments, because I think a lot of parents think, well, one assessment is as good as another, and you just talked about why a residential has so much advantages. But why an assessment? And I always look at it as a proper definition of the problem is half the solution. You got to get a good assessment, and that's really vital, because I run into a lot of parents and say, well, I've got a troubled teen. Where can I send him? And, well, you need to know a little bit more about that. So why
that's
the importance?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, what's the importance in assessments? Why is it important to helping a child?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, I think that it's so difficult when everything feels like it's falling apart and there's a lot of chaos and you just want to have some stabilization. But the reality is that making a decision before you know what you're actually trying to treat or what the problem is can really send you a long way down the road of the wrong solution. And then you have to backtrack, or maybe you've not made the progress you want, you've spent a lot of money, there's a lot of disappointment. And for adolescents as well, that's just one more thing they weren't able to do. And that feels really terrible.
Yeah, one more failure, or sometimes it can do harm.
Absolutely. And that's the really dark side of you know, making a decision on a spur of the moment rather than really knowing what problem you're facing, is that you can do harm instead of help. So I think that the importance of a proper assessment, like you said, is just absolutely crucial, that you really need to define the problem in order to know what to do about it. And the variety of interventions that are available right now is wonderful, and we're discovering so much about mental health and mental wellness, but you have to know what you need to implement. And if you implement the wrong thing, you know, you're not going to do very good if you don't put a cast on that broken arm. So I think that in a similar way, if you don't know that arm is broken, then you don't know that you need to cast it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, what is a real good assessment consist of? What are some of the techniques that are used, or some of the tools that you have to do a good assessment?
So we do a full assessment of cognitive ability, working memory, ability to hold and manipulate concepts, ability to think in abstract and concrete ways, which is so important as we think about the way that adolescents gain skills, to be able to manipulate ideas in their head. We also test their ability to interact with the world, and some of that we get from our observation. We have social interactions, so we can really see what those are like and assess their sort of emotional maturity. We also think it's very important to understand some of the personality characteristics that underlie people, sort of what's their internal build, how much internal strength do they have. If they aren't able to be resilient, why are they not able to be resilient? You know, each one of these sort of key buzzword terms that we hear as sort of markers of a mental health, the resilience and, you know, abstraction and social intelligence, every one of those has a huge amount of data underneath it. Each one of could have just one thing that's gone wrong. So understanding what that one thing is really then helps you know how to help your child do better.
What would be a minimum length of time to be able to get all that information? A couple days or a week or...
Yeah, you know, so we actually spend a good amount of time. We spend 3 weeks right now. The majority of our assessment takes about 2 weeks, and then we spend some time helping the family figure out how to implement what we found. But, you know, I really do feel that it takes adolescents some time to settle in. You know, we're yanking them out of their world. Oftentimes when they are getting pulled out of their world, there is some chaos going on. We have to settle down a little bit. The adolescent is generally pretty upset at the parents for having brought them to us, and so we need to establish a relationship and a trust so that they really do want to do their best for us. I think, you know, that's the one thing that any parent of adolescent will know, that if you run into the stubborn hard-headedness of an adolescent, you're not going to get very far very fast. So we need to have some time to establish a relationship and then have that time to unpack those tests, which takes several days, because we do it over time so that we can give their brain a chance to do the best it can. We often see that, you know, the test that's given at the end of the day doesn't necessarily represent their full capacity. So we really try to break those down and allow them to do their best.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit. We have a couple, 3 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about Linder Center of Hope, and specifically the Williams House. Who do they serve, and what do they do? And you tell people a little bit about what you offer.
Yeah, so we're a psychiatric hospital on the outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, about halfway between the Dayton Airport and the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati Airport. We're located right by an amusement park and Great Wolf Lodge, so it's actually not a bad place to have to visit. And it's a beautiful setting. It's a really calm setting on an old farmstead outside of town. We have a huge amount of outdoor space, and our Williams House unit has direct access to outside. So the kids are able to walk outside, run outside, go to the gym, use some of those big motor skills to also feel better about themselves. We have a 16-bed unit, and we have qualified staff on staff 24 hours a day with nursing care 24 hours a day, so that as we're making some of these changes to medications or really observing some of these behavioral patterns, we have a really solid staff that lets us know what's going on.
Okay, you're talking specifically about the Williams House on the...
I am talking about the Williams House.
On the field,
yes.
And the walk, yeah.
Yep, and that, so we offer this diagnostic assessment for ages 11 to 18, 18 if they're still in high school. If they're out of high school and 18 or 18 and above, we have the SIDSE House, which offers a similar but different diagnostic model, also in a gorgeous setting, lodge setting. All of our rooms are private. We have expressive therapy, DBT therapy, CBT therapy, positive psychology groups, and addictions work that takes place throughout the day, as well as therapeutic outings. So our kids are also, you know, using some of their skills to do equine therapy or go do pottery or go to the aquarium. And oftentimes we'll have kids who are doing social exposures during that time. So while we're doing the diagnostic work, we're also doing some treatment.
Okay. So, and most of the kids or all of the kids, when they finish up there, they go on to some sort of RTC, therapeutic boarding school or something like that?
Well, that's something that we really do help the family decide. And it's a reason why a lot of people come to us, is because I think that there can be a lot of confusion about what sort of environment do they need to be in order to be the most successful. So I would say about 50% of our kids do go on to more residential treatment or maybe a therapeutic boarding school, and about 50% we're able to send back home and get them involved with local resources such as partial hospitalization or an outpatient rehab. And we do take a variety of acuity levels. So, you know, some kids are just less sick, and they've been less sick for less time, and so they're able to make a change in 3 weeks. And other kids have been struggling for most of their lives. And so helping the family know what the right next step is gives them, I think, some peace of mind as they're making a decision to send their child away from home.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to know more about Williams House or Linder Center of Hope, or want to talk to you more about this subject, how will they get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so absolutely. Our phone number here is 1-888-537-4229, and that will take you to our admissions specialist who can help you answer questions and certainly connect you with me personally. You can also feel free to reach out by email. I think you're going to put that email address up on the website. It's kind of long, so I hesitate to say
sure.
the whole thing
mm-hmm.
right now. But feel free to reach out with questions, and we welcome the opportunity to talk to you about the options. And, you know, not everything is right for every family, and I think we're really committed to providing evidence-based quality care in a medical psychiatric model. And so we will help you decide if this is the right decision for your family.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Wassenaar. Thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.